Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're tackling something that's become super relevant to, well, pretty much all of us, digital identification.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
It is. I mean, think about it. We're living so much of our lives online these days, right? Banking, shopping, connecting with people.
Absolutely.
But with all that online activity, there's this constant need to prove who we are.
Right.
And that's what this deep dive is all about, exploring a new approach to verifying our identities in this digital world. We're taking a close look at IG Fichter Text, which focuses on a product called Ident Self-Verify.
Ident Self-Verify.
Yes. And it seems like they're using some really interesting tech to solve a problem that, you know, we all kind of face.
Yeah, it's a challenge that's been around for a while, but it's definitely becoming more and more important as our lives move further online.
Totally. So to kick things off, maybe we should start with the basics. Ident Self-Verify, what exactly is it?
Well, in a nutshell, it's a system for verifying your identity online.
Okay, so it's like a digital bouncer checking your ID at the door of the internet?
You could say that.
But it seems to be a lot more sophisticated than just typing in a username and password.
Oh, absolutely.
So how does it actually work?
Okay, so imagine this. You're on a website, and you need to verify your identity. With Ident Self-Verify, all you have to do is show your ID to your webcam and then record a quick selfie video.
Hmm.
That's it. Simple, right?
Wow, it sounds pretty straightforward. But what's happening behind the scene? How does it actually confirm that it's really me?
That's where the really cool stuff comes in AI.
AI, all right.
So after you submit your ID and selfie video, Ident Self-Verify's AI algorithms get to work.
Okay.
They analyze your ID document, looking at all the security features, and then they compare your facial features in the selfie video to the picture on your ID.
So it's like having a super smart security guard examining your ID under a microscope, but without the awkward small talk.
Exactly. And AI is incredibly accurate, which is a big deal because traditional methods often require manual checks.
Right, right.
And those manual checks can be slow and they can be prone to errors.
And expensive, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
The source material we're looking at actually highlights that Ident Self-Verify. It's a complete solution. It's super secure because of that AI. And it saves businesses a ton of money because they don't need to have a human checking all those IDs.
It's a win-win situation, really.
Totally. And get this, you can verify yourself any time of day or night.
Oh, yeah. The 247 availability is a huge plus.
I mean, how many times have you been stuck waiting for, like, business hours to get something done?
Oh, too many. It's like the difference between going to the bank and using an ATM, right?
Exactly. And speaking of making things easier, one thing that really stood out to me was that Ident Self-Verify, it works right in your browser.
Oh, yeah. That's key.
No need to download a separate app, which is always a relief.
Absolutely. It's all about removing those barriers.
This seamless experience, this is one of the reasons why they have such high conversion rates.
High conversion rates?
Yeah, meaning more people actually complete the verification process because it's so simple and user-friendly.
Makes sense. It's like the fewer hoops you have to jump through, the more likely you are to actually get to the finish line.
Exactly. And it's not just about being convenient. This system also meets some pretty serious legal standards.
Oh, for sure. Security and compliance are paramount in this space.
The source specifically mentions that it complies with German regulations, including those set by the Commission for Jugendmedienschutz. I have to admit, I had to look that one up.
Yeah, that one's a mouthful. It translates to Commission for the Protection of Minors in the Media.
Okay.
They're an independent regulatory body in Germany that focuses on, you know, on keeping young people safe online.
So for Ident Self-Verify to meet their requirements, that means it's been thoroughly vetted for security and data protection, especially when it comes to minors.
Precisely. That kind of rigorous oversight is crucial for building trust in any system that handles personal information.
Okay, so we've got security, we've got convenience, we've got legal soundness. It works seamlessly across different devices, and it can handle pretty much any type of ID.
Sounds like a pretty comprehensive solution.
But what about the bigger picture? Where does something like Ident Self-Verify fit into the future of digital identity?
That's a great question, and I think it speaks to a larger trend we're seeing towards more secure and streamlined digital identification methods.
Mm.
We're already seeing things like mobile driver's licenses popping up.
Right, right.
Digital passports, biometric authentication on our phones.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like our physical identities are becoming more and more intertwined with our digital lives.
They are, and Ident Self-Verify is a great example of a solution that's bridging that gap, offering a way to verify your identity that's both sophisticated and user-friendly.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.